Makariv Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makariv Bavli, Daf Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Al Pishnaim Eidim, or Shloisha Eidim Yumathameif, Imif Kaimeth Haidif Bishnaim Lama Part Hakosav Shloisha. The Pasuk says in Dorim in Perek Yudzain Pasuk Vav, according to the words of two witnesses or three witnesses, the dead man will die. Now, if the testimony is valid with two, why does the Pasuk mention three? Elakish Shloisha Lashnaim, Ma Shloisha Mezimim Es Hashnaim, Ashnaim Yazimu Hashloisha. It's to compare three with two. Just as three can prove two to be false, so two can prove three to be false. Minana Filimea, Tamalema Edim. And from where do we know that two could even prove a group of 100 witnesses to be false? The Pasuk says, all three witnesses, the word witnesses is teaching that even 100 witnesses are treated like two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Shnaim Einem Ne'eragim Ad Shu Shneihem Zoimimim, Ashloisha Einem Ne'eragim Ad Shu Shloshtam Zoimimim. Rabbi Shimon says that just as two false witnesses are only killed if both are proved to be false, so too three are only killed when they are all proved to be false. Minayin Afila Meir, Tamulayma Eidim. And from where do we know that Rabbi Shimon's ruling would apply even to a group of 100 false witnesses? And again, the Pasuk says, witnesses. Rabbi Kiva Omer Leibar HaShlishi Elachmei Alav V'Lasos Dinoi K'yotze Be'elu. Rabbi Kiva says that the Pasuk mentioning a third witness comes as a stringency to include him in the punishment of the first two witnesses if they are all proved to be false. Im Kach Ona Shekosov L'Nitfo La'ivri Avira V'Avri Avira Alachas Kama V'Kama Yishayim P'sachar L'Nitfo La'ise Mitzah K'ose Mitzah. And if Hashem punishes a person who was secondary to the sin, since the testimony of the two would have been accepted even without him, and he's punished like the sinner himself, all the more so Hashem will reward a person who was secondary to a mitzvah as if he did the mitzvah himself. Ma shnayim nimse echad mein kor v'apostol edusan b'teila, ha shloisha nimse echad mein kor v'apostol edusan b'teila. The Torah compares three witnesses to two, just as if there were two and one was found to be a relative of the accused or of the witness of the other witness, or disqualified from testimony, for example, if he himself was a sinner. The entire testimony is therefore cancelled. So too, when there are three witnesses and one was found to be a relative or disqualified, that the entire testimony is cancelled. Minan Afilameya, Tamulayma Edim. From where do we know that this applies even to 100 witnesses who testified together? And it's from the Pasuk using the words Edim, witnesses. Amr Rabbi Yosi b'medra amurim, b'din nefashos, av b'din amoynos, tifkayim b'edis b'shar. Ha'edis b'shar. Rabbi Yosi says that when is this true? In capital cases, but in monetary cases, the testimony can continue with the other Edim. Rabbi Omer, echad dinim emoynes, echad dinim nefashos, v'vizman shehisu behem, av v'vizman shelo hisu behem, mayasu shnei achim shero be'echad shehoreges ha'nefesh. Rabbi says this applies both in capital and in monetary cases, when all of the witnesses warned the offender, but if not, meaning that of the entire group, only two valid witnesses gave the warning, showing that only they intend to be able to testify, but the others were merely happened to see the offense, what can two brothers do if they happen to also witness a person committing murder? And the Gemara says, about both capital and monetary cases, the Pesukim mentioned two and three witnesses. Let the Torah only say it about monetary cases, and capital cases could be learnt from that. The answer is because, as I would say, that if in monetary cases, which are lenient, three witnesses can disprove two witnesses, but two cannot disprove three. The question is, from where do we know that two could even disprove 100 witnesses? The Pasuk says, witnesses meaning even 100. And why couldn't the Torah only say that two can disprove three about capital cases, but not about monetary cases? If so, I would have said that in capital cases, which are more stringent, two can disprove three in order to prevent any possibility of false testimony existing. Therefore, the Pasuk was needed to teach this even in the case of monetary cases. And the question is, from where do we know that two can even disprove 100 witnesses? Again, the Pasuk says witnesses, meaning even 100. We now come to the next Mishnah. If two witnesses saw him from one window and two from another window, and one in between them warned him, and it was heard by the witnesses, then bizman shemiksasam royim elu eselu, hari elu edith achas vimlav hari elu shtei eduyus. If at least one of each pair saw each other, it's considered to be one testimony, and if not, it's two testimonies. Lefichayim nimses achas mehen zoimemes, hu vehin neragim vashnia patur. Therefore, if one pair is found to be false, the accused murderer and the false witnesses are killed, and the other pair that were never proved false are exempt. And the Gemara says, Amr b'yirmiya chami heich taninan hacha היו שניים רואים אויפוי מחלון זה, ושניים רואים אויפוי מחלון זה, ואיך המעשה בו באמצע, בזמן שמקסוסם רואים אלו את אלו, הרי אלו עדות אחת והם לאו, הרי אלו שתי עדויות, האם היו שלושה, שלושה לבדו. רבי ירמיה points out, we can see from the wording of the Mishnah that it applies when there are two witnesses in each window, and one witness from one of the pairs saw the other witnesses, but if there were three witnesses in the window, and one of them saw the witnesses in the other window, since there is valid testimony in the first window even without him, they are not drawn after them to become part of the testimony with a pair in the other window. And Rabbi Yosi Tamninan, Shloisha Shloisha Leibada. Rabbi Yosi says there is an explicit braisa that supports this, that if there are three witnesses in each window, and some of them see each other, they do not join with the witnesses of the other window, because they themselves are an independent testimony. Taninan, Hacha, Madele Taninan, Bechor Sanhedrin, Hu Vehin Neragim, Vashnir Patur. The Mishnah taught that when none of the witnesses saw each other at all, they are all considered two testimonies. This teaches something that was not taught anywhere in Masechet Sanhedrin, that even if Pliny, the accused person, did actually murder, like the testimony of the second pair, since the first pair were proven to be false, the accused and the first pair are both put to death, whereas the second pair are acquitted. And now the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Eino Ne'erag Ad Shehu Shnei Eidov Masim Boi Shneimar Al Pi Shnayim Eidim. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, and he disagrees with the previous Mishnah, he says really the accused is not killed unless the accusing witnesses themselves gave the warning rather than a single unrelated witness, because the Pasuk says, and draw him in Perek Yudzayim Pasuk Vav through the mouth of two witnesses. Dovacher Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Shloitei Sanhedrin Shneimar Masim Pi HaTurgamon. Alternatively, through the mouth of two witnesses teaches that the Sanhedrin may not receive a testimony through a translator. And the Gemara now says, Tani, Rabbi Hoshua taught over a Bais that says, HaPosek HaZeh Omer B'Shtei Kitei Eidim Ki Yokum Eid Chamas Be'ish Eid Zomem Shu Oine Be'ish La'Nois Boi V'Loi Be'Eid Usoi. The Posek refers to a case of two pairs of witnesses, and it says in Dvarim in Perek Yutes Posek Tes Zayin, when a false witness will arise against a man, that the original witnesses testified about a man that he did a certain Aveira, to give perverted testimony against him, and this refers to a second pair disproving the first pair against him, meaning against the witnesses themselves rather than against their testimony. And this teaches that the witnesses can only become false if the second pair said that they were with them elsewhere at the time of the crime, but to say that the accused was with them at the time does not disprove the first witnesses, does not make them into Edom Zomimim. Edom Zomimim Marashu Srichim Lekaba Hasoya. The question is, do the false witnesses require a warning in order to convict them? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlaya b'shem Rav Loza, Eidim Zomim Einen Srichim Lekaba Hasoya, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlaya, quoting Rav Loza, says, no, they don't need to have a warning. Amir Rabo, Leichai Shun Loin, Rabbi Yabo asked, why not? Why don't they need a warning? And Rabbi Yaakov bar Dasi, Ve'if Nevulin Sagin, Mani Lein Chamayin, Chaveihon, Nafkin, Miktila, Vole Amin Klum, Rabbi Yaakov bar Dasi says, there are plenty of degenerate people who see an innocent person being taken out to be killed, and they know that they gave false testimony about him, but they don't say anything. Do you think that they would be affected by warning them before they testify? If a person wrote over all of his property to two people on the same gift document, if the witnesses who were valid for one recipient but invalid for the other one, such as if they were related to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Chadama, Me'achas Shem Psulim, Laze, Psulim Laze, Vechoran Amma, Kshem Laze, Upsulim Laze. Rabbi Lah says that there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish about this, about whether their testimony is nevertheless valid for the first one. One says that once they are invalid for one, they're invalid for the other. The other opinion said that even if they're invalid for one, they are still valid for the other. With Manda, like Mefarash, Rabbanan did not explain this dispute. Rabbun Mefarash, but Rabbun explained, and he explained Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ma'achas Shem Psulim Lazeh Psulim Lazeh, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Shem Lazeh Psulim Lazeh. He clarified with Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish who said which opinion. He says that Rabbi Yochanan said that that once there was a testimony written on the document that's invalid for one, even if those witnesses are valid for the other, the document is invalid for everyone. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish was the one that said that the document is valid for the litigant to whom those witnesses are still valid. Amar Blaza Masnisa Masailo Rabbi Yochanan. Ma hashnaim nimsu echa mehem kor v'posel edusam b'teila, af hashloisha nimsu echa mehem kor v'posel edusam b'teila. Rav Loza says, there's a support of Rav Yochanan in the following braisa, and the posuk in Dvorim Perek Yudzayim Posuk Vav juxtaposes two witnesses with three, and we learn from there, just as in the case of two witnesses, if one of them was found to be a relative of the litigant or found to be disqualified as a witness, the entire testimony is invalid. So two for three witnesses, even if only one witness was disqualified, the entire testimony is invalid, even though a pair of valid witnesses still remain. And from where do we know that this would apply even to a group of 100 witnesses? And the Pasuk says witnesses, which implies even many. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, if Palgun, Rabbi Chanina, Chavon, the Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Chad Amar Yoth, Amar Blazer, V'chon Amar, Loi Amar Blazer.
Yes.
Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said there's a dispute between Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbis, and the rabbis themselves. One said that Rabbi Blazer spoke correctly in giving his proof to Rabbi Yochanan, and the other said they did not speak correctly.
Manda Amar Yoth, Amar Blazer, Naaseke Edith Achas, Al Ish Echod, you should say, V'chol Edith Shabbat, L'mikzasa, Batakula.
The one who said that Rablazer is correct is himself correct, as Rablazer said that it is like one testimony against one man, and any time a testimony is partially cancelled, it's completely cancelled.
Manda Malayam Rablazer Yos, Nasis Kishte Kite Edim, Kshem Lazer Upsim Lazer.
The one who said that Rablazer is not correct is because the proof is unlike the Baiser. Even in the case of two gifts of one document, it becomes like two separate sets of witnesses who are valid for this one and invalid for that one.